There's something special about mothers and sons. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It is an unexplainable bond that only mothers and sons share. She gave him birth, nursed him, wiped his slobbering chin, and held the tissue when he blew his nose. And throughout his early years, Mom was always there to bandage his bruised knees and salve his bruised ego. She was his biggest cheerleader, watching youth sports and later as he played high school football. She was his confidant when he was dating and he searched for a girl just like Mom. She cried when she sent him off to the first day of school. She cried when he went away to college. She cried at his wedding and at the birth of each of his children. Yes, there really is something special about mothers and sons. I've seen prisoners drop to their knees at the sight of their elderly mother grieving over their incarceration. I've seen men who worked hard and when they made it, purchased a new home for Mom. A couple of years ago, Kevin Durant, when named the NBA's most valuable player, cried as he thanked his mother for the sacrifices she made for him and his brother growing up. He called his mom the real MVP. Yes, indeed, there's something special about the bond between mother and son. You know, I imagine the same held true for Jesus and his mother Mary. Although we don't know much from the scriptures about Jesus' youth, I'm sure she did all of the same things that your mother did. She gave him life and nursed him and wiped his chin and nose. She was his biggest cheerleader as he began his public ministry, his confidant and advisor. And she cried as she watched him being taken away and crucified. There's not a thing that Jesus wouldn't do for his mother, even requesting a miracle at the wedding at Cana. And there's nothing she wouldn't do for him. That might just explain the power of praying to Mary to intercede for us to our Lord. There's nothing he wouldn't do for her. Remember, he gave Mary to us as our spiritual mother from the cross. Moms, are you having a problem in your life? A health problem? A problem with your marriage? Or a problem with your children, especially your son? Then right now pray the rosary, say a Hail Mary, or simply ask the Mother of our Lord and Savior to intercede for your intention. And sons, pray for your mother. Call her often. Stop to see her frequently. And if your mom is deceased, keep her in your prayers. And don't be afraid to ask her to intercede for your intentions. It's true. There's really something special between mothers and sons. This is Tony Agnese.